Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ 2, Week 12. The Giver of Gifts and the Constituents of God's Armor. Saturday, Related Verses. Ephesians 6, 17 through 18. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance, and petition concerning all the saints. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. Colossians 4:2. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Galatians 4:6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Related reading. Among the six items of God's armor, the sword of the Spirit is the only one for attacking the enemy. With the sword, we cut the enemy to pieces. However, we do not take up the sword first. Rather, we must first put on the girdle, the breastplate, and the shoes, and then take up the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. When we are entirely protected and have salvation as our portion, we may receive the sword of the Spirit. The antecedent of the word, which, in verse 17, is spirit, not sword. This indicates that the Spirit is the Word of God. Both the Spirit and the Word are Christ. Christ as the Spirit and the Word furnishes us with a sword as an offensive weapon to defeat and slay the enemy. The Word is the Bible, but if this Word is only the printed letters, it is neither the Spirit nor the sword. The Greek word for word in Ephesians 6:17 is rhema, the instant word spoken at any moment by the Spirit in any situation. When the Logos, the constant word in the Bible, becomes the rhema, the instant word, this rhema will be the Spirit. For example, we may read a particular verse again and again, only to have it remain the Logos, a word in letters. Such a word cannot kill anything, but one day the Spirit speaks this verse to us, and it becomes the rhema to us, the present, instant, living speaking of the Spirit. For this reason, in John 6:63, the Lord Jesus said, The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Here also the Greek text for words is rhema. The instant, present word is the Spirit. This kind of word is the sword. Therefore, the sword, the Spirit, and the Word are one. In Ephesians 6:18, the expression, by means of all prayer and petition, modifies the word receive in verse 17. By prayer, we receive both the helmet of salvation and the Word of God. This indicates that we need to receive the Word of God by means of all prayer and petition. We need to pray as we are receiving the Word of God. we have seen that the whole armor of God is composed of six items. Prayer may be considered the seventh. Prayer is the unique way to apply the armor of God. It is prayer that makes the armor available to us in a practical way. In summary, the armor of God that covers us is Christ realized by us as our truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation. Truth as the girdle, righteousness as the breastplate, the gospel of peace as the firm foundation, faith as the shield, salvation as the helmet, the Spirit, the Word of God as the sword. All these are the various aspects of Christ in our experience. We should experience Christ as our girdle of truth. We should experience Christ as righteousness that covers our conscience. We should experience Christ as the gospel of peace to strengthen our stand to fight the spiritual warfare. We should experience Christ as the faith to shield our entire being from the attacks of the enemy. We should experience Christ as salvation to cover our mind against the negative thoughts Satan seeks to inject into our mind. And we should experience Christ as the sword of the Spirit to slay the enemy. All these aspects of Christ are applied to us by prayer. In order to fight the spiritual warfare, we should experience Christ as the constituents of the divine armor and be empowered in Christ and in the might of his strength. As the corporate warrior, we should be inwardly empowered with Christ as the heavenly dynamo and outwardly clothed with Christ as the constituents of God's armor. In other words, we should be mingled with Christ. May we endeavor to experience and enjoy him as the constituents of God's armor in order to fight the spiritual warfare and defeat God's enemy.